Dr. Vogel presented another of his patients with a prolonged response to trastuzumab for metastatic disease.
Last patient, I think, is just illustrative of the potential durability of trastuzumab responses, and I have a number of such patients in my practice, and I don't know if it's widely recognized that there are patients out there for over 10 years, and I know of one that goes back probably 15 years now who have been on Herceptin with disease control, albeit in some of these women with occasional recurrences. Mrs. G was diagnosed in 1995 at age 31 with an infiltrating ductal carcinoma. She had bilateral mastectomies with reconstruction, and within a year, she was diagnosed with bone metastases, and she was 3+ positive for HER2-NU on reevaluating her tumor specimen. She was eligible for the pivotal clinical trial of Herceptin, the 648 clinical trial, and since she had received doxorubicin in the adjuvant setting, she was randomized to paclitaxel plus Herceptin. After a period of time, she then went on single-agent Herceptin for probably about a year when she had progression in bone, and then she went on to the extension trial, the 659 clinical trial, where we were allowed to continue the Herceptin and we added cisplatin. In spite of that, she progressed rapidly in bone and then got a good response to Herceptin and vinorelbine for a year. But at that point, she had progression, and the big problem with her was very large skull metastasis. In January of 1998, she had removal of her ovaries as a therapeutic maneuver with continuation of Herceptin. But in spite of that, the skull metastasis continued to increase in size, and we radiated her skull, but then added teremifin to her surgical ovarian ablation. She remained on teremifin and Herceptin with the ovarian ablation in the background for 6.5 years. And in February of 2005, she developed further progression in bone and was changed to letrozole plus Herceptin for a year and developed a new lesion in the left femur. And most recently, she was put on fulvestrant plus Herceptin with radiation to the left femur, which is the only symptomatic lesion that she has. So again, for this young woman, mother of three young girls, she said she never dreamed that she would be able to see her little one driving a car. And her firstborn is now 16, 17 years old and driving and doing beautifully in school. And she has been on Herceptin now for a total of 10 years.
What's it been like to take care of her?
She's a very emotional Latin woman with a very supportive husband who comes to each of her visits with her. In fact, when the kids are off from school, the whole family pops in. So we have three small kids and her husband. And during Christmas time, her husband dresses up as Santa Claus and comes into the treatment room. And she's always been a very cyclothymic person. So we have moments of tremendous joy and times of extreme anxiety and tearfulness. But overall, it's been a pleasure to be able to help care for somebody with, I'd like to use the expression, who elected to sail uncharted waters. She elected to go into a clinical trial in 1996, and that set the stage for a very protracted clinical course over these past 10 years.